Direct-to-consumer laboratory testing makes the practice of medicine difficult and creates confusion. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. While there are many companies that provide the public with various types of genetic tests, only a few do so without physician approval. 23andMe is the biggest one to provide information without physician involvement. As reported recently in the Annals of Internal Medicine, in 2013, the FDA issued a cease and desist order to several genetic companies over what they called deceptive advertising. The debate has gone back and forth, and 23andMe is again allowed to market several genetic tests to the public. But still, the test reports are misleading, expensive, and I feel that they take advantage of what most people would consider confidential information. Yes, consumers are asked to sign two documents, each about 20 pages, but to no surprise, my patients report that they don't read the documents and they find them confusing. If the patients read them, the documents allow the company to collect personal information and test results and then sell them to third parties like pharmaceutical companies. Ming is a 40-year-old woman, and she decided to get tested after her grandmother, who was 88, developed breast cancer. She and I met, and we talked about genetic testing. Given her very low risk of a genetic form of breast cancer, we decided she should not get tested. But the thought that she might have a genetic mutation called BRCA kept her awake at night, so she ordered the test online without discussing it with me. When the test came back negative, she again began to sleep well at night. But what she didn't know is that there are over 1,000 known mutations that can cause breast cancer, and there are probably thousands we don't know about. Yet she was only tested for a few. In fact, most women who develop breast cancer, there is never a gene identified. The testing also reported that she carried a gene variant that was associated with Alzheimer's disease. But she was confused because nobody in her family had ever had Alzheimer's disease. In this case, the problem is that the gene variant is associated with Alzheimer's disease, but it doesn't cause it. It is a little like saying that wearing sunglasses is associated with eating ice cream. Clearly, neither one causes the other. These direct-to-consumer genetic tests are not diagnostic. Other times, a mutation, say for Alzheimer's disease, is only mildly predictive, because the mutation itself is influenced by so many other factors like lifestyle and diet and other genes. A physician or mid-level provider is far better able to discuss actual risks once they ask detailed questions about family and medical history. It is also where genetic counselors can be enormously helpful. This is their area of expertise. There really is no place for direct-to-consumer for-profit companies who benefit by pushing tests to an unknowing public. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.